We are learning Masechtas Barbasra Daf Mem Vav Omed Beis, and we are starting from the two dots, Oris Ein Lechazaka. So in our Mishnah, we had Uman Ein Lechazaka, and then we had also Oris Ein Lechazaka. So we had a whole discussion about Uman Ein Lechazaka, we had talked about Shutfim already, and the third thing in the Mishnah was Arisim. Oris is a sharecropper, which means you have someone who's an Oris, and he's working the field and eating from the Paris. So there, we say that even though he's eating the Paris, he can't claim it's his. Even though he's eating for 3 years and never made a macha, so the Oris cannot claim it's his. We know why he's here. We know what the Oris is doing here, and therefore, if it's clear that he's Oris, he's Ein Lechazaka. That's the halacha. So the great thing about Akasha, Amai, doesn't the Oris only take either a third, a quarter, a half? Here, the Oris is eating the entire field. He's eating all the pears. So that is a chazaka. That's not a normal thing for Oris to take the entire property. Am I, out of Idna, Palga, till now he's only taking half the pears. Vash the kula. Now he's taking all the pears. So that alone should be called a chazaka. Omer Rav Yechidon, Barise Bati Avos. We're talking about Oris that's in the family for years. For years, and their fathers were their grandfathers. It's a long Arisus in this family. So in such a case, it's very normal for them to eat 2-3 years straight. They eat all the pears, and they get to buy all the pears. A regular Oris only takes half. You know why? This Oris is maybe a year. Maybe next year you rehire him. So why would you ever give an Oris all the pears this year? Maybe next year he's in a quit. He's not going to have any pears. But an Oris that's in the family for 100 years, there's no worries here. So a lot of times you'll give the Oris all the pears for 3 years, because the Baal Bas has all the fields, doesn't need his property. And then in 3 years, the Baal Bas will get all the pears. So such a case, such a Oris, ain loy chazaka, there is no chazaka. Omer Rav Nachman, Oris shahirid arisim tachtov. If the Oris allowed other arisim tachtov, which means not only did he work the field, he allowed other arisim, he subcontracted, he brought other guys in. So then the halacha is yesh chazaka. My time would lay ovid inish to nachsi arisil aris shosik. He wasn't working the Oris himself. He just brought in other guys. A owner does not let you subcontract it out because he's scared it's going to get ruined. Like the Rashbam speaks out that yesh chazaka. The Rashbam is the second medium line. Yesh chazaka. Ovid bal bayis to nachsi arisim nochrim ba'are below Rishus. He does not allow sharecroppers who are not hired into his Rishus v'shosik. Shem yikalkul shedaisav. Elimkin also Oris atzma yamam. Only if the Oris works with them, v'roya ma'amaisa kalkame. If the Oris works with them, it's a different story, because there, the Oris working with them will make sure they're careful not to ruin it. But stam, to put in other workers there, and you're not going to be there, the Baal Bas will never let. And if you do that, it's a raya, it's yours, and yesha chazaka. He should have been meicha, shukes. Even though he's Oris, but he's brought in other workers, then he should be meicha. Om Rav Yechron. Oris shechalak la'arisim, ein lechazaka. Or Oris that allowed other people to do it together with him, like we spoke out, if the Oris allowed other people to work with him, then ein lechazaka. That's not a chazaka, because there the owner allows that. My time va'ema harman ba'al mashavya. That it's like the lashon of the Rashbam, the harman means reshus. Reshus nosel el-hayr arisim imoy, im terech hulas levadai. Because the Baal Bas probably gave you a shush to bring other workers in. It's very hard to do everything yourself. You let her bring other workers to help you out. And that's not a raya, and that's not, you don't have to be meicha, because that he will allow. As long as you're there, you're in charge, and you're making sure everything's fine, then yesh lechazak. Then ein lechazaka, then is no macha. He lets you do that. He allows you to do that. Shol Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilamadeinu Rabbeinu. He says, teach me Rabbeinu. They sent Rav Nachman and Baruch Chista and to Rav Nachman Yaakov, these two gedolim, they sent them a shah like this. Oris meyid or ain't meyid? Could Oris say edus about the property that it belongs to the owner or not? We have here a property, there's someone's ma'ar on it that's theirs, and this Oris has rayas that it belongs to the current owner. Now, he's shikul negev adava, he works here. He's allowed to say edus or not? So that's the question. Oris meyid ain't meyid. Have Yosef Rav Yosef kame. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of the two Rav Nachmans. Amalei. So he said over. Rav Yosef said over. Hachi Amar Shmuel. That this is what Shmuel said over. He said that Shmuel said over that it depends. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Oris Meid. He said Oris says Eidus. We'll see in a second, that depends. Oris Meid, the Oris says Eidus. Vatanya in the Meid, Raisa says that you cannot say Eidus. Like Kasha, Dike Per Vara, Vahod, Leka Per Vara, that there's a chilik. If there's still Pera Ba'ara, and he didn't finish collecting all the Peris, and he just worked on the property, and then Maisa didn't harvest the Peris yet. Let's say, you know, he worked already a few months on the Peris, everything's going good, but he didn't harvest the Peris yet. So now, if it turns out it's not his, you know what's going to happen? If it turns out it's not his, he's going to lose all the Peris. For example, here, the Oris worked on the property, and there's Peris. Now, Yisachar comes and says it's his. If he doesn't bring a raya that belongs to Reuven, the Yisachar will come take it with all the payers and lose everything. So of course he's in the Negev Adava, the Oros to say Eidus to keep it here because he wants his payers. So therefore, such a case, if there's payer Ba'ara, the Oros does not say Eidus. That's Pshat and the Braisa, Inimei. Hadaleka payer Ba'ara, if there's no payers in the Ara, so then he's already done, he has his payers. So what does he care? Oh, what about next? Let's see Rashbam. And the Taisel. See Rashbam and Taisel. Like a pair of Ara. The Gam, Rashbam is in the middle of the narrow lines, the medium lines. The Gam le Tarach ba Oros klum b'shon azum. And he didn't work yet this year. Motzi lehi k'se edis. Le raviach midi v'hai edis. Ay, v'mashum shim nishar akarka v'ha Reuven. Ha yim arida rises. Ay, you can tell me, if he stays by Reuven, he's going to be able to use it, and he's going to get the job next year. Harbe saw the zimtza, saw the rises. You'll find a lot of places to do rises. Who's going to make you the Oris? Who's going to make even this guy? So therefore, it's not called a Negev Eidus. Look at Taisus. Taisus, small Taisus, Hod Islay. Same idea. Taisus like this. Lo yoed the Negev Eidus, who if it has Paris, Lefisha, ha yenoisin loy, lemechsa of Shisharavia, the Miska Ma'arif, the Ma'arif, the Ma'arif, the Ha'reish loy Rishusa Yarad. He went for Rishus, the Yod Al-Tachtoina. He's not going to get his Paris. He'll get maybe like a Yoyrid, like Taisus speaks out. The Yod Al-Tachtoina, the Oros, if someone else takes it because it's theirs, the Yoyrid, he'll get like a Yoyrid. The Yoyrid means Yoyrid loy Rishus, he gets a certain amount. He'll get something, but not everything. Avales le pay Rabara loy Chayish. But if he does not have Paris in the Ara, then loy Chayish himself kuhu, the Kama, Sodois Yimtza Varises. He'll find a lot of jobs. It's not a problem for a Shia Krapa to find a job. And like the Rashbam adds on, and you don't even know if you're getting this job next year. And therefore, that's not called Negev Beidus. We saw a few times already in the Taisusim in the past year blood, that Negev Beidus has to be clear Negev Beidus. Something that's a Cheshbin Negev Beidus, that already is not so Pashut. Like if a case of Tarum is bad, a case of maybe get richer, a different case like that. Those are not enough cases that we call Negev Beidus. That's not an example of Negev Beidus. Salk upon him, what we're coming out is that Aura says Eidus when he has no Paris on the property. When there is Paris on the property, he doesn't say Eidus in such a case.